North Korea-backed cyber group prying into critical U.S. infrastructure. A North Korea-backed cyber espionage group has been infiltrating the U.S.'s critical intellectual property and technical information. This group, part of North Korea's Foreign Intelligence Service, targets sectors like aerospace, defense, engineering, and nuclear science to bolster North Korea's military and nuclear capabilities. The U.S. government reports that the group also targets healthcare centers with ransomware to fund their operations. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, FBI, and NSA are collaboratively addressing this threat. The group's activities are not confined to the U.S. They also target Japan, India, and South Korea. Rim Jong-hyuk, a key figure in this campaign, is wanted by the U.S., which has offered a $10 million reward for information leading to his arrest. He faces charges for cyber attacks on U.S. Air Force bases and NASA. The cyber campaign, known as Andariel, seeks a wide array of information, including data on combat ships, tanks, autonomous vehicles, missiles, radars, missile defense systems, nanosatellites, and nuclear material processing. Engineering firms are also targeted for information on robotics, shipbuilding, and 3D printing. In response, security measures are being enhanced, such as improved authentication, web shell protection, and remote access security. Tech giants like Google's Mandiant and Microsoft are closely monitoring Andariel. Mandiant, which has tracked the group since 2009, labels it a PT-45 and notes its increasing ransomware activities. Microsoft, tracking since 2014 under the name Onyx Sleet, highlights the group's shift from spear phishing to exploiting vulnerabilities for access to critical data. The U.S. government advisory warns of Andariel's tactics to exploit vulnerabilities, use custom tools and malware, and steal vital data. It provides detailed strategies and indicators to help organizations detect and protect against these threats. The advisory aims to enable relevant authorities to implement significant precautionary measures and safeguard critical information.